Welcome to Rox Talks. I'm Roxanne Wilson. It's good to see y'all. I got to say, we have a lot to talk about today. So we'll get to it in a moment. We're going to talk about the Royals. Yes, we got to talk about The Bachelor. We're going to talk about an acquaintance. I don't know what to call her, but a person I know who's going to be on a reality show coming up that's been around for a while. You might be familiar with it, so that's going to be fun. And also, perhaps some other things. You know, I'm sitting here and we'll get started. I need, you know, when you realize what you need, all of my tripods from the move, all of them are a little bit wonky. One of them is missing a stick that keeps it level. The other one, just when I put it back together, it's not the same. I'm like, tell me I don't need to get new tripods for the love of Pete. But I have figured out that I need to keep a tripod downstairs and one upstairs because I'm always moving around. And then I took one to the park yesterday. So if you know of any good tripods, I'm looking for some stable, awesome tripods that can do all the things. Just a little random note. So last night was The Bachelor. And Scott and I have been watching The Bachelor and The Bachelorette since we were dating. I didn't watch it, like, I watched the beginning, like, back early on, and then I stopped watching it. But we watch it together, and it's been, like, this thing that we do. So we started watching Joey's season right now. Golden Bachelor's still, like, been the best in a while. And it's interesting because we watch it lightly. We'll watch it. We'll have a little, sometimes we, like, I've taught him, because I was on reality TV, like, okay, you know, when the music changes, this is happening, or they're pitting this person, they're doing this. So we're kind of like watch it, but not watch it. We're watching it from like another dimension, the way we kind of get into it and whatnot. But last night we were watching, and my goodness, I have to say, this whole, do you watch The Bachelor? Are you watching Joey? It's one of the highest rated, it is the highest rated Bachelor season in like four seasons. And after the first episode, it actually went up in ratings, which typically does not, in viewership, which typically does not happen. So last night was episode three. And they're trying to contrive this silly argument battle between two contestants, Maria and Sydney. And it's, you know, when you see someone thinking that they're like, I think I'm going to be a fan favorite, and they don't realize you're really not. See this tripod? I'm crooked, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm watching this happen to this poor girl who really thinks that she's doing the Lord's work and trying to take down Maria. And it's like, Maria is not a mean girl. Maria's done nothing to you. But they're starting to use words like bullying and things like that. And I'm just like, y'all, you need to stop. So, of course, then I have to go to social media and see what other people are saying about this girl, Sydney, who's obviously, she's not long for the show. She'll be gone by next week because they're going to do a two-on-one date. And I'm just like, girl, you need to calm down. All Maria said about someone else, there's a girl, and this will make you laugh, there's a woman, I should say, who's a little bit self-conscious because she's 31. And so she's worried that she wanted to confess to him that she's 31. I'm not really sure why. But Maria was like, I'm old too because she's 30. This girl, Sydney, hears it, runs off and says, oh my gosh, she's saying bad things about you. It's now become a two-episode thing that's ridiculous. Like when I say it out, I'm like, do they realize how ridiculous it says? This is a non-starter, but in efforts of trying to make someone a villain, she's made herself a villain. Anyway, alas, if you hear the names, Maria and Sydney, Sydney's the one who's saying Maria's bullying and she ain't. So the Royals. So I heard yesterday, the news. Have you heard the news about King Charles? I almost said Prince Charles. Sorry. King Charles. So there was a little interesting thing, coup d'etat last month, right? Where he and Kate were both in the hospital at the same time. They both left on the same day. No one's really talking about, Kate had a procedure. They're not really saying what it is. She's not going to be around till Easter doing any of her royal duties. Very confusing is what it might've been. They don't want to tell you. I'm surprised that no one's like spilled it, but you know, people were like, it can't be plastic surgery. She does not need a tummy tuck. The woman is tiny McTiny. So which lends me to think that it's something not cosmetic, which, you know, has me, I hope she's okay. King Charles had a benign prostate situation, and they just released yesterday that in doing that, they discovered that he does have cancer. They haven't said what kind of cancer, but he is going to be undergoing some treatments, and he will be out of public duty except for signing papers for a while. It got me thinking with all this, every time we think the Royals have calmed down, something's happening. But it got me thinking about King Charles, because he's been waiting all his life. Literally, like the Casey and JoJo song, All My Life. He's been waiting to be king. Like, I just can't wait to be king. Like, that's been his thing. He's Simba, but so not Simba, because Simba's just Simba's so cute. And now he's king. I don't even feel like the ink is dried, because I feel like if you're going to be king and the ink is dried, it's God. I mean, have they printed his money yet? I don't know. They probably are still saying God save the queen. Ooh, I mean to say king. Like, it's, he's about a year. His coronation's not even, hasn't even been a year. He'd be a newlywed in wedding age. And he's like in his, what, 70s, pushing 80s. He might be in his 80s. And now there's all this. I kind of feel like that stinks for him. Not getting to enjoy it at a later age. I'm just saying, listen. It's one of those things, like, you want to be king, but if you're king, that means your parents aren't there. So, like, your mom's not there. So do you really want to be king? I can't answer that. I wouldn't know. But now there's this. So it's interesting. I know this always brings conversation about Harry and Meghan. Y'all, this tripod's driving crazy, so I'm going to move it. Just sorry if that made you dizzy. A little warning there. Harry is on his way to go see his dad. So you know that that's going to cause all sorts of conversation on both sides of the pond. And here we are. That's all I'm going to say on that. I know you have strong opinions about the royals, and it could be that you hate the royals or the concept or the talking of the royals. But here we are. Okay, then the other thing I want to talk to you about is, so I was also doing the social yesterday, and I saw a post from someone, I don't know what to call her, a work acquaintance, I don't even know what to call her, but Liz. And if you are on my email list, I've talked about Liz in her emails in the past, and she was, I've had her on my past podcast and had her featured in a summit that I ran and all the things. She did, if you're on here, she mentioned a while back, hey, I'm going dark for a while, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, whatever. Well, she went and she was on Survivor, which I didn't even know Survivor was still going on. I think I kind of knew it. Kudos to Jeff Probst. I just dumped over something. Hold on. Okay, it was another tripod. I have a lot of them. So she's going to be on the next season of the current season Survivor that starts February 28th on Wednesday. She is a hoot. She loves NSYNC as much as I do, but probably more outwardly, like, awesome in a great way. So I would say, if you don't have anything to watch on Wednesdays, which I don't, Wednesday's one of these, like, oh, there's nothing to watch on Wednesdays, we're going to have to check out Liz on Survivor. I think she'd do quite well. So I'm excited about that. And I shared her on my stories, y'all. Sorry, my throat. I shared her on my stories on the gram, so you can check her out. It's right there. It's currently, and I'll probably share it again right before it goes up. Okay, so yesterday in my personal life was interesting. We're headed out of town soon. So I'll still be doing the podcast, but you'll just see some different venues. Might be more colorful behind me. Who knows? It's getting harder and harder, and that sucks. That's all I'm going to say on that. It sucks. And I found myself just like, you know, when you have to, arrangements just suck. It just sucks. It sucks. It doesn't matter if you knew, it doesn't matter what age someone is or if it's better. It just sucks. That's what I have to say about that. That's what I got. There it is. Anything else I want to tell you about today? Y'all are the best. P.S. And by the way, so I told you I was going to do a newsletter. I hope to have it out by tomorrow. I'll tell you tomorrow morning if it's happening. It could come out tonight. So if you're not on my email list, please message me. You can comment below or just go to @RocksTalks on Instagram and DM me. Slide into my DMs because I'm really excited. It's going to be good. I already have all these things in my head of what I'm going to be putting in the newsletter, and I want to make sure you get access to it. I think that's it. It's kind of just a day. But you know what? A day is not a bad day. It's a day. Today is going to be good. I'm just telling you that this morning I'm like, oh, I did take, you know, it's funny, like, because I'm still moving and in motion because I kind of feel like I need to be. Last night I was like, I think I'm going to cancel my Rocks Talks meeting, my inner meeting with my team this morning. I thought, oh, is that bad? I'm like, no, I'm gonna cancel it. And it was so funny because I did, and they were like, of course, please take the time you need. And they were so sweet about it. But sometimes you feel this need to keep going, need to be in and in the rhythm, even if there may be some things that you need time for. And even that little thing of me saying, no, I'm going to just go ahead and not do that meeting because I need, my head's not there, completely was the right decision. I guess I'm telling you that because especially if you're a woman, especially if you have more than just you that you take care of or you care for in your household, we don't put our needs first. And sometimes we need to, maybe all the time. I don't know. You can decide how often, but I'm guaranteeing you don't do it enough. So I want to encourage you, even that one thing I did for me, which was like, nope, I'm not going to have that meeting and it's going to be okay. And everyone's going to be okay. And really anything that needed to be done can wait. That's okay. We can do that. Even little things, like if you notice when we go to take vacation's not really vacation because you're doing all these things to get ready for the vacation. And if you work, you're loading up on doing extra things. You know, you're going to have to do more after. That's not really a proper vacation. Would be that you would never need, like if you take a week, you take 2 weeks, those things are done by somebody else and you come back and you just keep moving forward. I think that's what a vacation means. Wouldn't that be nice? We feel like we don't have permission to do that. And that's wild. Because the world's going to be okay either way. Just a thought. Doing things and moving forward is important. And I need that right now. But at the same time, I need to also listen to my body. And if it says, take a break right here, take a break right here. So I did that this morning. And that feels pretty good. That felt like me listening and not coping or masking because I feel like I need to be doing something differently. Okay. I think that's all I have for you today. I hope you have a wonderful day. I can't wait to see you tomorrow because I will be here tomorrow, God willing, and we'll chat more. And if this was a little disjointed, it may not be tomorrow or it might be. Who knows? We're not judging these things. We're just going for it. Yes, yes, and yes. All right, y'all, take care. Go be great.